are we not worshipping demigods who are great devotees of the Lord if we worship the spiritual master also? Good. I was thinking of this question when I was answering the previous question only. It's good. So you are also thinking sharply. Am I audible or is the train creating a big noise?
Now it's clear, Guruji.
Yeah, now it's clear. Okay. So, actually, if we understand the demigods to be the representatives of Krishna, then...
Can you repeat, Guruji? It's not clear.
If we understand the demigods to be the representatives of Krishna, then offering respects to them is not only desirable, but it is recommended. It is actually, if we pass by a demigod temple, then even if we don't go out of our way to enter the temple, we should at least fold our hands and offer respects. But if there is some, if we go to a demigod temple, we should surely bow down. When Srila Prabhupada had a big program in Delhi, where there were demigod men, it was a program organized in a temple where there were demigod deities. So Srila Prabhupada actually went and offered respects to each of the demigod deities over there, that were there. So, in general, we respect the demigods. That is the first principle. The second, there is a difference between respect and worship. So, respect means we fold our hands, we bow down to them. Worship means maybe we will offer some puja to them. So now, in general, there are two reasons why we may not worship the demigods. First reason is that actually there are so many exalted devotees in the world. And if we worship one demigod, then why not another demigod? And then why not another demigod? You know, for example, when we worship Srila Prabhupada, it is not that we say that there are no other pure devotees. There is Ramanujacharya, there is Madhvacharya, there are so many other exalted devotees. You know, we cannot worship all of them. So one is that, actually speaking, that exalted devotee through whom we have become connected with Krishna, it is that exalted devotee that we worship. So the spiritual master is the person who has connected us with Krishna, and for us, preeminent spiritual master is Srila Prabhupada. That's why we worship Srila Prabhupada. So it is not a sign of neglect or disrespect. It is an acknowledgement of the reality that we have been connected with Krishna through a particular personality, and so we worship that personality. So that's the practical as well as the philosophical understanding. We have a practical limitation. We cannot go about worshipping everyone, although we respect everyone. But the philosophical understanding is we worship that person through whom we have become connected with Krishna. And second also, Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, that those who are in the path of devotional service, Krishna says very clearly, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. You give up all varieties of religions and just worship me. So Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita if we see, he discourages those who want to practice devotional service from worshipping the devatas. And this is just 18.66 of the verse that I quoted. But before that also, in 7.22-23, Krishna says that he contrasts the demigod worshippers with his own worshippers. And he says the demigod worshippers are less intelligent because they do not understand the ultimate goal of life. So they do not understand the ultimate spiritual reality. So we want to follow Krishna. Yes?
The voice was not clear because there was breaking in between.
Which point?
Just when you told about the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, Krishna
correct.
That point was not clear.
Okay. So in 7.22-23, Krishna tells that the demigod worship is for those who are less intelligent. And he discourages Alpamedha Saha. He discourages his devotees from worshipping the demigods. And because we want to be faithful to Krishna's instructions, so we respect the demigods, but we don't worship the demigods. So these are two reasons. First is, we can't practically worship all pure devotees. So we worship those pure devotees, those advanced devotees, who have connected us with Krishna. And secondly, because demigod worship is discouraged by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, so we want to follow Krishna's instructions. And so the Krishna, especially for those who are worshipping him, for his devotees, he doesn't want his devotees to worship Krishna, worship the demigods. And that's why we don't worship. Now why Krishna doesn't want his devotees to worship the demigods? It is because that will create confusion. See, if somebody is worshipping the spiritual master, the person understands the philosophy, then he understands, okay, the spiritual master is not ultimate God. But there are so many people who think that the demigods are themselves the ultimate, and they think that by worshipping the demigod, they will start thinking that this is an independent, separate divinity. So, we don't want to create that misconception further. That is why we don't separately worship the demigods. Although we respect them as devotees. And we follow Krishna's instructions by that way. Does it answer the question?